we're going to be learning Siman Shin Lamed Aleph, Se'ifim, Ches, Tes, and probably Yud to finish up Siman Shin Lamed Aleph. So let's take a look. So this is page Kufayim Gimel Amid Beis. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Einos in the Chaluk, Elokori Chalas Martut, that for the wound, for the Mila wound, you don't make a Chaluk, rather, which is some type of tightly, snugly fitting type of bandage, rather, you make a Smartut. V'yemein lo, Kori Chalatzbo, Derech Malblush, Lashanos, Miderech Hotza, B'chalu, maybe Derech Hotza, Acheres, Afilu, Nishtat, V'yachad. And if you don't have one there where the Bris Mila is, so then wrap it around your finger in order to carry it in an unusual way through a chatzer, so because the chatzer assuming doesn't have an eruv. Says the Mishnah Berura, chaluk ken kis dachuk shosum mechasim rosh hagid ad atar v'kosher sham shaliyachzor or lechasos hagid. It's something that they would put on the makam of the mila to prevent the opening from covering up again and requiring further surgery. So the imba afilu nodes that kodem amila, even if you discover it before the mila, ein doch namila mebreze, we do not delay the mila because of not having this with the baby. Rather, you wrap it around your finger and you bring it through chatzar acheres. Alvul derech shesram maser kivin shein derech malbush mamish v'derech kamlus mitzadel yirabi lahatir ayin sham, to carry through an actual shesram and even wrapped around your finger is going to be asur, because it's not really fully derech malbush when you wrap this bandaging around your finger in order to bring it to where the baby is. Seif tes, bizman chachmei ha-gemara, in the days of the Talmud, im lo yirochzim esayel levnei ha-mila lachar mila b'yom shlishi l'mila b'mayim chamin hayu mesukan, they always assumed that if you didn't wash the baby with warm water before the mila, after the mila, and on day three of after the mila, it was dangerous. L'fichach niskaku lichtov mishpatok shchalios b'shabbos, and that's why in the gemara you have sugyas about what to do when about bathing when it's on Shabbos, when the meal is on Shabbos. But nowadays, we don't bathe the baby in warm water before the meal, after the meal, day three. There's no such thing. Bathing a baby around the meal time is the same as bathing any other human being on Shabbos. So there's no special dinim nowadays about heating water to bathe the baby. Says the Ramah, he says, now in where I live, here in Krakow, we do bathe them in warm water before the bris, with the water that was heated up before Shabbos, and then we'll bathe them in warm water after the bris on Motzai Shabbos. And similarly, if day three from the Mila is on Shabbos and we see that he needs to take a bath, we prepare warm water from Erev Shabbos, and we bathe them on Shabbos. If you see that it's mamish a sakana and that the baby needs a bath, a warm bath, and otherwise it's going to be a sakana, then of course you do whatever you need to do, because just like any other chalashish was sakana. Says the Mishnah Berurah, lo nagu de nishtanu atavaim. We assume that the nature has changed, that in times of the Gemara, itaka was dangerous not to bathe the baby in warm water before and after and on day three, and nowadays it's no longer dangerous. But in our Medino, says the Rama, you're right, it's not as dangerous as it was in the times of Chazal, but it's still considered a significant need. So therefore, as far as the bathing before the Mila, they kept what they did in the Gemara to bathe the baby with the water that was warmed the previous day. But we're not so careful like they were in the times of the Gemara to bathe right away after the Mila. We wait till Motzai Shabbos. Noagim l'rachso, so we're noeg to wash him in before the Mila. V'yizor shlo yashra sadin b'mayim. But you have to be careful not to put a washcloth in the water to shriyasu kibuso, because by doing that you're violating the mechabes of the cloth. V'alidei en yudi after shiyash lakal. But maybe you can have a guy do that. V'gam yizor mischitas sadin. You also have to be careful about squeezing out the water that's absorbed in the cloth. V'im nishba chachamin, and the warm water spills out. You could ask the guy to bring water that he had heated for himself. But you do not tell an Einu Yudi to warm up the water for you. If you have a baby that was sick and got better, the Tashbeitz says you're not allowed to give him a bris mila on a Thursday. Because we do hold that day three from from the Mila is a highly sensitive day, and it's going to bring about Chil Shabbos, because if you give him a Mila on a Thursday, day three is Shabbos. Aval Hashach b'yordeh sof sim resham v'chav v'magn v'chav matirin v'chein iskam el yirah b'lahatir v'in machmitz nes ha-mitzvah. We're knowing nowadays, even on the Mila shelo b'zmana, the baby was yellow, the baby was sick or whatever, and it turns out that 7 days... let's say from when the baby got better, in the case of yellow, when it just becomes not yellow, or seven, in the case where the baby was actually chola chola guf, so you have to wait 7 days. So 7 days from the day the baby got better is a Thursday. We do the Mila. We do not delay the Mila. Mechinim chamin, so they prepare warm water. Mashma dimlo chinu asalachim aladein yudi. Sounds like if you didn't prepare the warm water, you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do it. Dein machzik and also bestam lechola rak lemitztar k'tas. Because we do not assume the baby is a real chola, just a mitztar. Achim arofei omer. But if the doctor says the baby needs it, then the baby needs it, then you can't be machmir. Well, chalal of Shabbos, if we see that it's a sakana, so you can be machal Shabbos, even if that means you yourself are going to have to warm up the water, whatever the baby needs. Sivyot, adam shalom mol me'alim, someone who never did a mila before, meaning a mo'el on his first try, lo yamul b'Shabbos, he should not, his first attempt at doing a mila should not be on a Shabbos. Aval mol kvar pamachas, but if he's already has some experience doing a mila, he even just did it once. He's allowed to do the mila on Shabbos, even if he's the avia ben. These are just some of the dinim of mila on Shabbos, but the Ramah tells us if you really want to know all the dinim of mila, you got to learn Yeridaya. It's not going to be here in Orach Chaim. The reason a first time moel cannot work on Shabbos is because we're afraid he's going to be mekalkel, he'll mess up. Shabbos, lo makom mitzvah. And it turned out that he'll have made a chavala, a wound. He'll have been mechal Shabbos, and he will not have accomplished the mitzvah. And if he never did priya, then don't do priya for the first time in Shabbos. Kamkin mitam zeh for the same reason. What if a guy comes and he says, "I'm a moel. I've done it before," and we don't know that he's ever done it before. We've never seen him do it before. You're allowed to believe him. The Rama writes in Yoredei. Better not to have two guys do a mila together on Shabbos. Where one does the mila, the other the priya. The guy who does the mila should also do the priya. But many achronim disagree, and the minhag is to have two people, one do the mila, one the priya, even on Shabbos. You certainly shouldn't have three people, one doing the mila, one the priya, one the mitzitza. Whoever does the priya does the mitzitza. Shus Yaakov says, nah, you can have a third guy do the mitzitza. So who is your mawel? Could the answer to that question? Could be three people, could be three different names. One for the mila, one for the priya, one for the mitzitza. B'Shabbos, ulinin yom tov, imu yom tov sheni shal golios bevaday yesh lakel. Even a mola never did a mila before can do his first one on yom tov sheni. Ubi yom tov rishon yesh deos bein achronim. But it's a machlokas whether he could do one on yom tov rishon. Achim u yodeh batzmo shiach alamol vein mola lacher bevaday en laachmir. But if there's no one else available and he's fairly confident that he'll be able to do it properly, then we shouldn't be machmir. Let him do it on yom tov. Mutu lamol b'Shabbos, we said once a guy has experience even having done one mila, he's allowed to do a mila on Shabbos, even if there's a more experienced moel available. And then we said, even if the guy that wants to do it is the father of the child, this is the opinion that when there's another moel available, the father shouldn't do the mila on Shabbos, because for him it's psikresha denichale, because he's making a tikkun for his son. So we don't say that. Because it's always a psikresha nichle. Everyone wants the mila to come out good. And yet the Torah still allows it. So let's review what we learned today. So first we said that when it comes to the special bandage that they would make on the baby to prevent the mila from covering itself up, if you don't have it near where the baby is, you can wrap it around your finger and carry it through a... a chatzar shein mu revis that way, but not through Rishus HaRabim Dal Raisa that way. And then we said that in the times of the Gemara, bathing was very, very critical, and therefore it was sakana not to bathe in warm water before the Mila and after the Mila, and on day three of the Mila. And the Rama says, but the Mechaber says, but nowadays bathing is irrelevant, doesn't do anything. And the Rama says, it's not totally irrelevant. We do bathe a baby in warm water before a Mila, in water that was heated before Shabbos, and after the Mila, we wait till Motzai Shabbos to bathe him. But if you see that it's a sakana for the Vlad, then of course you do whatever you need to do in order to solve the problem of sakana. And then we said that a first-time Moel is not allowed to practice on Shabbos, is allowed to practice on Yom Tov Sheni, and it's machlokas about Yom Tov Rishon. But anyone who's been a Moel once, and even if we don't know that to be the case, he just told us that he's been a Moel once, he's allowed to do a Bris Mila on Shabbos, and it doesn't make a difference whether it's the Aviyah Ben or anybody else. Okay, Baruch Hashem, next time I guess we will learn will be Sunday, and that will be Simin Shin Lamid Beis. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Gesund, what do we say? A good kvittel, I think, is the appropriate greeting. So a good kvittel, everybody.